On WBFO's Press Pass, we talk with Jim Fink of Business First. He looks at the new growth in the Buffalo-Larkin District and the region's attempt to tap into food tourism. But first, he provides perspective on one of the city's main roadways.
Let's go back a few years and think about what Niagara Street used to look like. It was not a pretty picture, especially for a major gateway to and from Buffalo. Now, really, it's become one of Buffalo's hottest development areas. Between Tonawanda Street and the Skajakwita, heading south towards Bustai Avenue and the Peace Bridge, just in the last 4 or 5 years, there's been 18 major projects, $120 million of private sector-backed projects. And now we're going to ramp it up just a little bit more. Right almost at Bustai in Niagara, there's a sort of a red brick building. It's been around since the 1920s. At one point, it was a General Electric building. Well, there's a partnership between a group out of Rochester, Park Grove Realty, and Buffalo's Roger Treadle. They're going to be investing $17 to $20 million. They're going to expand this to make it a 10-story building, 95 apartments, and some commercial and 148 indoor parking spaces. When you start seeing out-of-town dollars coming in and investing in your city, that's a pretty significant milestone. Now, obviously, there's some approvals that it has to go through beginning tomorrow with the zoning board, because in that area of Niagara Street, under the green code, there's a 90-foot limit, and this building is going to be 124 feet, so they're going to need roughly a 35-foot variance, which I think they'll get.
You do think so?
I'd be shocked if they didn't get it.
And to highlight your points, 10 years ago, that wasn't happening.
No, 10 years ago, Niagara Street, you cringed. Now it's really a cool, chic street.
We've got a trail coming to Western New York. Actually, I guess it's here, right? The Chicken Wing Trail, and you seem to be particularly excited about it.
Kudos to Visit Buffalo Niagara to finally exploiting the Chicken Wing. It's one of our calling cards along with Beef on Wick. But, you know, the Chicken Wing, it's Chicken Wing and Buffalo are synonymous. We should be exploiting it. When you go to Chicago, if you're asking the concierge at your hotel, where's the best place to get deep dish pizza? He'll give you a list. He'll tell you, and then he'll probably tell you, and I know this from my own experience, he'll tell you his own personal place, favorite place, which happened to be, when we went into it, was sort of a hole-in-the-wall place, but the deep dish pizza was outstanding.
Mm. Jim, the Larkin District has also been one of the really fascinating places here in the city of Buffalo. Maybe in some ways first to the emerging Buffalo development table, but more is happening there.
Well, it's interesting because the Larkin at Commerce, that's the big white building, just as you're approaching the Larkin District from downtown, they've landed Eccles out of Orchard Park. Wow. Speaking, it seems to be a food theme today. And Cornerstone out of East Aurora, both of which will be second locations there, are still keeping their respective places. It's a sign of Larkin's continued growth.
Jim, just to expand on this just a little bit, but the bringing these couple of eateries to add to things in that area, is this a sign that this is not just a business hours only location now?
Larkin is really becoming more of a 24/7 destination. The Swan Street Diners prove that. All the special events that go on there. On weekends, there's stuff going on. At nights, there's stuff going on. It is Buffalo's version of maybe Yorktown, which, you know, the Yorktown district of Toronto. Just, you know, one of those cool places that people tend to gravitate towards. And obviously, the business sector is following through, and they're speaking with their wallets in this case.
Jim Fink of Business First, as always, thanks for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next month.